Okay, that was awesome. Now, what do we do for 2019? How do I make this better? What's next? You guys have downloaded this podcast over 100,000 times. I'm doing a PTA, physical therapist assistant episode. I'm doing a traveling PT episode. This is what I want from continuing ed. It's time for a change. Let's make this fun. Go out and do it. If you've been thinking about it, it's burning a hole in the back of your mind. If you're passionate about it, if you want something, go out and do it. And I leave you with this question. Will you come with me?
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it popping.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with the last episode of 2018. Very last episode. So I thought it only apropos that it be all about me. Now, well, there's no guest on today's episode. It is a Monday episode, so it's a longer one. But this time, it's all me. I figured I would wrap up the year, recap the year, and then give you some insight as to what's coming at you for 2019. So, 2018, what happened? First off, you guys are freaking awesome. I started this podcast in April. It's currently December 31st. And in that time, I put out 78 episodes. This is the 78th episode of Maestro on the Mic. And you guys have downloaded this podcast over 100,000 times. Mind-blowing to me. I started this somewhat on a whim. You know, I wanted to do it for a little bit. I just didn't have time. And finally, my dude Jimmy McKay just got on me and was like, do the damn thing already. And so then I did the damn thing. And I am so grateful that I did. I have gotten to connect with incredible humans, both during the actual episodes and from people reaching out because they listened to the show, you know, writing me, emailing me, things like that. And it's incredible. If you guys are thinking about starting a podcast, if that's on your, you know, 2019 goals, list of goals, do it. You won't regret it. I mean, worst case scenario, you just stop, right? So over 100,000 episodes, what am I saying? Over 100,000 downloads, and I have to thank you endlessly for that. I figured I should probably tell you guys the top 10 of 2018 because people like lists, right? So the top 10 episodes in a very particular order, right? Top 10 was number 10 was Dr. Ellie Summers. That was episode 50. Number 9 was Dr. Mitchell Rasmussen. That was episode 14. We talked about functional medicine. Pretty cool stuff. The 8th most downloaded episode of 2018 was with Bud Jeffries. That was a 2-part episode and all about getting stronger. That was episode number 52. The number 7 of 2018 was with my girl, Doc Jen Fit, and that was episode 30, and we talked about how to grow your social media following. I love that girl, right? Number 6 was with Brianna Battles. If you guys are into postpartum anything, you need to be following her. That was episode number 32. Number 5 was me. I was actually pretty surprised by this. It was a Thursday shorty entitled Stop Telling Your Patients That Their SI Joint Is Out. One that I was pretty passionate about. It was episode 57. Definitely check that one out. Number 4 was with the Beyonce of fascia, Jill Miller. That was episode 58. The 3rd most downloaded was with my dude, DJ Murakami, aka Strong Camps. That was episode 46. And then the top 2 of 2018, episode number 2 was Meredith Root and Alex Parker. I brought them on to talk about what it's like to be a games level athlete, what it takes to be a games level athlete. That was episode 44. I just brought them on again, and I think that episode just hasn't had enough time to get enough downloads because they're just an incredible duo to have on. I just brought them on recently for to talk about their nutrition programming and coaching that they started. And what you guys have been waiting for, the number one most downloaded episode of 2018 was with The Hunter Fitness. His actual name is Hunter Cook, but nobody seems to know that. So we go by Hunter Fitness. That was episode number 38. And I'm not surprised at all that that was the most downloaded episode of 2018. And you know, looking at this list, I love it. It is not just physical therapists. There's actually only, if I look at this list, two physical therapists, or three, I guess, if you include me, on that list of top 10. And that's exactly what I wanted. Not because I'm trying to shit on physical therapy, but because I want to use this podcast to expose you guys, to expose the listeners to everything, right? Like we say in the intro, it's all connected, right? Movement unites us all. It's all about connection. We're all connected. And that's what I'm hoping to show with this podcast. You know, it's tough to make things grow in general when they are broad, right? When you don't have a specific target audience. And I realize that it would be a lot faster to grow if it was, you know, some really niche podcast of, you know, underwater basket weaving. That's like the cliche obscure thing that people usually use as an example, right? But I like a lot of different things. And as such, I wanted to expose the audience to a lot of different things because I found that the answer in most of the cases is both, right? Do a little bit of this, do a little bit of that. Do a little bit more of what you're not doing a lot of, and it all works out better in the end. So moving forward, that is what 2019 is going to look like. I'm going to bring on just as many different people. We'll probably keep the same format, the longer episodes on Monday, the Thursday shorties. I like to have a little platform to be able to rant a little bit. But I got some dope guests coming at you. I'm bringing on my life coach, Mandy Jenkins. I'm super pumped about that. I'm going to talk about some goal setting stuff too later on this episode. I'm bringing on Jill Coleman, to talk some business stuff. I have some world travelers, the traveling couples, a traveling couple coming on. I'm doing a PTA, physical therapist assistant episode. I'm doing a traveling PT episode, and those are gonna be a little bit different. I'm still putting them together, but they're gonna be something along the lines of multiple interviews with a handful of people, like kind of like I did for the IKN review episode, and kind of, you know, picking their brains and getting their different experiences, because I get a lot of questions from PTAs and I got a lot of questions from people asking about traveling PT, and both of those are very much outside of my wheelhouse. So I'm gonna bring some people on and give you guys hopefully the answers and the insight that you're looking for. I'm bringing on Mark Chang. I'm so pumped. We're gonna actually do that one in person and then have dinner. He's cooking because he's amazing. I'm bringing on a guy by the name of Keegan Smith. If you don't know him, that's a good thing. That is what I want this podcast to be: expose you to new people, new ideas, new concept. So just to name a few, that's who I'm bringing on, who you'll be able to hear from next year. If you have any requests or you have any suggestions or maybe you want to be on, email me, right? Shante@themovementmaestro.com, and I'll see what I can do to fulfill your wishes, right? So that's what happened in 2018 regarding the podcast. That's what's going to happen in 2019 regarding the podcast. And full disclosure, I'm looking to monetize this thing, right? I'm going to be open and honest with you guys. I try to always be open and honest. If anyone out there tells you they're doing something, it's not about the money, and I do social media, it's not about the money, well, they're probably lying to you, because we've got to eat at the end of the day. And so while the main reason I do this is to connect with people, I put a lot of time into this and I love it. And I edit it all myself because I'm a control freak, but the amount of time that I spend doing it, I got to try and, you know, get some return on the investment there. So going to perhaps change things up a little bit in 2019, but doubtful if there's going to be a million commercials or anything like that, because God, those are just so annoying. So same format, new guests, hopefully some return on the investment and just a whole lot of fun. So yeah, hit me up if you guys have any requests and I'll see what I can do. So that's the year in review from 2018 as it relates to the podcast. As it relates to everything else, this year was killer. I'm talking I'm like out of my head here. Absolutely killer. I don't think it could have gone any better. I saw a bunch of dreams become reality. I saw a bunch of visions come to real life, to fruition. Absolutely killer 2018. My number one goal for 2018 was to go international, and that is how I finished out the year. It was absolutely incredible. I actually got asked to speak in Dubai, which was unexpected and very last minute and a bit of a whirlwind, but so worth it. And then I went to Germany, not to speak, actually just to learn. And it was the first time actually that I got to, that I decided to travel in order to take some continuing ed. I went to the Fashion Research Congress and it was awesome. Just to travel and learn and not have to speak, it was pretty cool. And then I rounded out the year by teaching my very own course, Moving with the Maestro. I taught it in New Zealand and then in Melbourne, as they say, and Brisbane in Australia. And, you know, when that course ended, the third of, I did three courses. And when that ended, the third one, I was just like, okay, that was awesome. Now, what do we do for 2019? How do I make this better? What's next? Thankfully, I had some friends to also slow me down and be like, Shantae, you need to take a moment and celebrate this. And that's what I want to impart to you guys. It's the end of the year. If you're listening to this on Monday, it is the very end of the year. And I think it's very easy to look forward and just say, what's the next thing? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But every now and then, it's not a bad idea to pump the brakes and pat your damn self on the back, right? And celebrate yourself and celebrate the accomplishments that you've made. And so that was a big one for me this year, was to go international. And it happened. I wanted to launch my course. I wanted to go international. I said, well, let's just do both. Actually, when I was teaching, someone asked me, why would you do this international start off with? It's probably a lot easier to do it, you know, within the States. And I was just kind of like, why not? This, for me, 2018 was a huge year of realizing, recognizing, understanding this concept of just do it. And I try to use this platform to motivate you guys and hopefully inspire you guys. And if you take nothing else from particularly this episode, it's go out and do it. If you've been thinking about it, it's burning a hole in the back of your mind. If you're passionate about it, if you want something, go out and do it. This has been such a revelation for me to realize you can do anything you want. We live in a time where anything and everything is possible. Most of it is at your fingertips. It's pretty incredible. But if you're willing to work for it, if you're willing to ask for it, especially my ladies out there, if you're willing to work and ask for it, not even the sky is the limit. So, you know, that was the high point of 2018, was just realizing this forward progress, going international, launching my own course, and using it as a springboard for basically getting the confidence to do whatever I want to do coming into 2019. I actually got a new mantra, I think, for 2019 from my life coach. I was talking to her the other day. And for 2019, I'm thinking, new motto. If it's not a hell yeah, it's a fuck no. And maybe that's a little extreme, but I'm willing to go there. And I think this year I need to do that. And perhaps some of you out there need to do it. Set some boundaries, stick to those boundaries, really pursue, just really go after what sets you on fire. And if it's not a hell yes, it's a fuck no. Gotta stop saying yes to shit that you hate. Yeah, I know in the beginning, sometimes you gotta say yes to things, but for me, this year was kind of that turning point of, you know, I've put in the time, I've paid my dues, whatever, and I really feel that I'm at a point where I can say, you know, if it's not a hell yeah, I'm not doing it, because it's just gonna make me bitch and moan about it, and I'm not gonna get things done, and there's a million other ways that I could be spending my time. So if this resonates with you, perhaps that should be your motto too. Say it with me. If it's not a hell yeah, it's a fuck no. As for the low points, right, because it can't all just be a highlight reel. We got to keep it real with you guys. As for the low points of 2018, I actually got divorced. I don't know if you guys even know that I was married, but I was. And I got divorced in 2018. I was married to a wonderful woman. Yes, a woman. I'm gay, if you didn't know that. I felt like Ellen there. And so that was the low point of 2018. But it was all part of that learning experience. And understanding changes need to happen in order for people, me, myself, to move forward. I'm not trying to make this episode all about that or anything like that. But I've been, just in the past, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, I've been interviewed a few times for podcasts and things like that. And people kept asking about social media and how to grow a following and how to grow your audience. And I keep saying the same thing to them, which is be a human, be honest, be genuine, connect with people. And well, that's me being real and connecting with you guys. You know, shit happens, relationships end, and it's all part of this thing we call living. So 2018, high points, just insane growth and insane levels of confidence and building the foundation for confidence to move forward into 2019. You know, as it relates to tangible things, I dropped my course. I went international. I met a ton of people. This podcast got launched and has done amazing. Again, 100,000 downloads. You guys are awesome. And I'm looking to ride that wave into 2019. So what's coming at you for 2019? Well, for starters, my main focus for next year is going to be my course, Moving with the Maestro. So I still absolutely do teach for Rock Tape. This course, Moving with the Maestro, is not a Rock Tape course. I did put it on in Australia in conjunction or powered by Rock Tape because it just made a little bit more sense to do that. But in the States, it's all me. It's not a Rock Tape course. I still love them. They are still the best company to work for. And I will still be teaching for them. So if you're looking to take a Rock Tape course with me, you still can. That's all on my website. But my course, Moving with the Maestro, I have, as of right now, 7 locations set, and 2 of them have already sold out. I will probably add about 2 to 3 more locations, likely a Nashville, Tennessee location, because you know that place has my heart. Something in the New Jersey, New York area, probably Jersey, and hopefully one kind of in the Denver area, and that's all. But if you definitely want to take a course, you want to make sure you get a spot, I'm going to encourage you to sign up now. I'm not trying to do any kind of scarcity or, you know, tactics like that, but just the tickets are selling out, which is, if you guys are listening, if you've bought a ticket already, thank you. I started selling these on Cyber Monday, and we sold about, I don't know, maybe 70, 75 tickets, and that blew my mind. This course has been something I've been thinking about for a few years, and to actually have the courage to pull the trigger and do it and put myself out there and then have you guys respond the way you did, it just blew my mind, and I am so, so grateful. So enough of the mushy stuff. The course. I actually want to use this time to talk about what the course is about, do a little bit of marketing for it, do a little bit of explaining about it. So if you don't follow me on social media or things like that, you have a way to know what's going on. So the course itself, the title, Moving with the Maestro from Assessment to Independence. What does that mean? I want to take you guys through my process, my thought process from assessment to patient, client, whatever you want to call it, independence. So it's a 2-day course. It's 12 hours. The cost, I'm going to be upfront with you guys. The cost is $400 if you register early. If you're late, $550. So there's a little bit of fire there to register early. After that window closes, it'll be $550. 2-day course, 6 hours each day, 12 hours total. I know you guys are wondering, my PTs out there, they're the ones who ask ever, are there CEUs? As of right now, no. It's a pain in the ass to get CEUs. I am working on it, however, because I've heard you, I listened to you, I can't ignore your pleas, and I'm working on it. Working on it with my assistant, Lex. Lex, you are the best ever. We're working on that. But as of right now, there are no CEUs. Ideally, by the end of the year, yes. But as of right now, no. That's also why I kind of priced it a little bit lower. So what are you going to learn in this course? Well, the first day is all about assessment. It is a glimpse into my brain of how I assess my patients, my clients. The big overarching theme for both days is keep it simple. I think that we have gone so far away from the basics, you know, perhaps in part, largely in part, because of social media. We see all this flashy stuff. We have a bunch of information coming at us. And we just forget that we need to establish that solid foundation first. Understand the foundation, assess the foundation, and then if it's not there, address the foundation. And then you can worry about the sexy stuff. So within that paradigm, the first day looks like we start with a practical approach to understanding the biopsychosocial model and pain science. One of the things that I pride myself on is trying to make things digestible. So I open the course by talking about what these things are, right? They're really hot topic items, talking about pain science, biopsychosocial model, you're seeing it everywhere. I want to tell you guys what that means and how it applies to, you know, the person in front of you. From there, I'm going to provide you with a background or a foundation for human development. I am all about that developmental kinesiology model. I think that it's the way that we should be viewing the body. I think that it's the way that we should be addressing our dysfunctions and looking to get back to establishing these foundations. So I present you with that, give you some background, some understanding of why we move the way we move, right? There's a reason that we walk before we run, right? There's a reason that we roll before we walk, ideally. And when you skip steps, sometimes it comes back to bite you in the ass later on. And we talk about that. After that, we go through a very systematic approach to assessment. Very simple concept here, make shit work good. Dr. Spina says it all the time. It is a very simple concept that we need to get back to. We will, in this course, talk about the joint-by-joint approach, but we're going to start off with a regional independence model before we go with that regional interdependence model. I get people all the time that are just kind of like, you know, what could be wrong with my squat? I'm going shifting to the side. Well, look at each of the pieces. Do they do what they're supposed to do? No? Well, then we got to start there. If we assess you and we determine that, yes, each of the parts can do what it's supposed to do, then we start worrying about how the parts are playing together. So in day one, I really break it down to the foundations of what is movement supposed to look like? What does the movement of the person in front of you look like? And why does it look like that? Assessment doesn't need to be super complex. We need to get back to the basics. It's very easy to unpack someone's movement if we go in a step-by-step approach and we start at the beginning. We will talk about those buzzwords, mobility, stability, fascial chains, biomechanics. And actually, one of my favorite questions that I pose during the course is, do biomechanics matter? You want to hear what I have to say about it? Come to the course. So that's going to be day one, all about assessment, breaking it down, making it very fundamental so that you can look at anyone, any movement and say, what is wrong with that? Okay, I can figure that out. And then we can move forward and intervene, which takes us to day two. Day two is all about intervention. We start the day off talking about why we use the modalities that we use. All too often, the pendulum swings too far and people are just like, no, I'm not going to use these tools. I'm not going to use balls, bands, things like that. Listen, if someone's in pain, the first thing you have to do is get them out of pain. So I'm going to introduce you to my favorite modalities and explain how they work. For me, that is the most important thing, understanding how a tool works, not did it work. Those are two very different things. Studies tend to look at, did it work? And that, in my opinion, is why studies suck. What we need to be looking at is how this thing works. How is it impacting that person in front of you? How is it interacting with their nervous system? So the beginning of the day, we talk about different modalities that I like to use and how they work. And then we spend the entire rest of the day talking about movement. Talking about exercise prescription, how you can progress or regress any exercise, and how you can determine what you should be prescribing to that patient in front of you. Again, I take a very developmental kinesiology approach to this. I am all about the foundations. I firmly believe that if we establish a solid foundation, the higher level stuff either clears up on its own or becomes that much easier to clear up. So Recapping there, day one, all about assessment. This way, when you have someone in front of you and you're like, their gait looks weird, why? There is a very simple way to break that out. Or maybe they're squatting and they're like, you're like, that squat looks weird. I'm going to show you how to break that out. Day two, we're talking about what to do with that person after you've established what's wrong. Here's the caveat. This course is not about how to put out fires. We will talk about that a little bit in terms of day two, what modalities I like to use. But there are a bajillion courses out there for how to put out fires. Whether you want to go with something like dry needling, you want to go with something like ART, you want to take a rock tape course, you want to go down the rabbit hole and take like an FNOR course, amazing. Those courses are going to teach you how to put out the fire. This person has pain, what can I do? My course is designed to help you figure out, why is this person's movement dysfunctional? What is going on? And okay, I've established that. Now what can I do? So day one, we assess the movement, figure out what is wrong. Day two, we're going to prescribe some movement, some correctives to help that person out. Who is this course for? Well, if you're not already chomping at the bit, let me give you some specific demographics. This course is for the new grad, for sure. I've had them in mind when I was creating this, because I know when I came out of school, I was like, what the heck? I'm going to just maybe massage this person for an hour and then do some planks. I don't really know what the heck to do. So this course is absolutely for the new grad physical therapist looking to get some better understanding of movement, get a more refined and unmuddled version of assessment, and understand why they're giving someone the exercises that they're giving them. This course is also designed for the personal trainer, the massage therapist, the yogi. There is a space for all of them, all of those parties in this course. It's not focused on the manual component of things, so you don't need a license to touch in order to take this course. I've really designed it for anyone who has any kind of interest in movement, who wants to better understand movement and who wants to learn how to better prescribe movement. As for the more advanced therapists, you may find that this course is a bit redundant, which is not a bad thing. I think that, you know, based on the reviews that I've gotten thus far, for my more advanced therapists, they're getting a lot of the head nods of, yes, this confirms what I've been doing is correct. This is a good reminder of the foundations. This is a great refresher for things that perhaps I've gotten away from because we are just so inundated and bombarded by the flashy stuff. As for other healthcare professionals, yes, this course is for you. I know this is a bit of a broad list and kind of like what I was saying earlier. It's the riches are in the niches, which is, you know, perhaps why I'm going to be poor, because I tend to have this really broad view of things. But this course is designed for anyone who's looking to refine their assessment skills, who is looking to better understand why do I prescribe these exercises or what exercises I should prescribe, and who's looking to better understand movement. Really going to do some strong marketing for my new grads, for my physical therapists who are changing settings. Perhaps you're going back into the ortho realm and you were in a different setting. This would be a great fit for you. My massage therapists who are looking to improve their assessment skills, their exercise prescription skills. My trainers who are looking to do the same, improve their assessment skills, improve their exercise prescription skills, or perhaps gain a bit of understanding why you've been prescribing the exercises that you have and maybe why those exercises haven't been helping people out the way that you hoped. So if this is you, check out the course. Head on over to my website, www.themovementmaestro.com/maestro-courses. I will put in the show notes the link to the kind of FAQ. If you have a specific question, feel free to hit me up, Shantae@themovementmaestro.com. I would love to see you there. As far as locations, I got one in DC, sold out. Sorry. Got one in San Francisco, also sold out. The ones that are not sold out, Scottsdale, Arizona, that's in April. I got one in San Diego at Movement Reborn. That spot is dope. It's the end of April. Following that, I got one in June in Chicago. End of June, we're going to Bridgewater, Massachusetts. And then again in October, I'm going to be in Cleveland. If those interest you, please head over to www.themovementmaestro.com/maestro-courses. You can check it out. You can sign up. Honestly, I had a blast teaching it last year, and I'm excited because I get to tweak it and make it even more my own and add some fun stuff to it for 2019. That's pretty much, you know, the coolest thing to me is that these courses are what I want them to be. You know, it's time that continuing ed got a facelift, right? That it got a change. It needs to be more interactive, not just someone standing up there preaching at you, but a way that we can all learn together. So yeah, I'm going to be, you know, leading the course, absolutely, but I learn just as much when I teach. And it was really nice, especially during the second day, to open up the floor and get some ideas for interventions and movement strategies from the attendees. And maybe, just maybe, I'll have some guest appearances from some of my homies. I know that at the DC course, Kyle from IKN is going to be there along with Coach Leslie. They're going to bring some sensory integration stuff into the mix that really, you know, is a bit outside of my wheelhouse. So I am pumped for that. I wouldn't be surprised if Dr. J-Pop made an appearance at one of my courses. Perhaps I can trick Dr. Court Conley into coming. I'm sure my boy Jojo Lavaca wouldn't mind dropping some kin stretch knowledge bombs on us. Who knows, maybe Raf Castro will come and talk to us about powerlifting. Perhaps we get Brianna Battles or Doc Jen Fitted, of course. Who knows? Right? The sky is the limit here, and this is what I want from continuing ed. It's time for a change. Let's make this fun. I had a trainer that was there, and he said one of the reasons that he goes to these courses is so that he can meet other people who can do what he can't. And I think that's brilliant. You know, he can't do the manual side of things. And he said, that's why I go to these. I go to these to learn, but also so that I can connect with other manual therapists, so I can connect with manual therapists who can do this and we can form this network. And that is what I want. So if you sign up for the course, there will also be a Facebook group so that you guys can all stay connected. And because you're so awesome, I'm going to give you free access to the video library that I am also launching in 2019. One of the biggest things that I hear from course attendees is like, well, what exercise do I do now? Like, I understand, okay, like they have this going on, but what should I do and how can I change this? So work smarter, not harder. I have created a library. I'll be launching that at some point early 2019. If you take the course, you will get that for free. If you don't take the course, it's going to be subscription based, something like $5 or $10 a month, and you'll get unlimited access to that, all the videos and such that I put up on there. So that is the other thing that I'm working on for 2019. All right, first thing is going to be the course. Second thing is going to be that video library. Third thing that I'm working on and really pumped about is going to be some one-off videos, some instructional videos. The first one that I'm dropping is going to come out later, well, this month, but maybe later at the end of January, I should say. And that is going to be breathing with the maestro. I get tons of questions about breathing. Is it important? How do I assess this? What's going on? I hear this. What's the deal with nasal breathing? Is mouth breathing that bad? So I'm making a video and I'm going to sell it and you guys can buy it. You can stream it to your computer and get your questions answered. I will launch that, like I said, at the end of January. And that's going to be the first of a few. I'll probably do one on rolling and I'll keep the rest a secret. So yes, those are the big things I'm working on in 2019, taking a little bit of a turn, and I encourage you to do the same. Right? 2019, I am looking to make some moves. I think that some of us out there are scared of taking those leaps. We're scared of putting ourselves out there. We maybe create a lot, but we don't get a lot of return on that investment, and it's time to change that. So I'm selling some stuff, I'm marketing some stuff, and I hope that you will join me on this journey. I'm definitely going to be chronicling it and talk about it on social media, bring some people on that are helping me. I'm bringing my lawyer on for one of the episodes. Yes, I have a lawyer. I shock myself when I say this, but I'm bringing my lawyer on. I'm bringing on my life coach, and I encourage you guys to do the same. Not to bring on your life coach. That was a poor segue. What I'm talking about is getting a coach. This is actually how I want to wrap up the episode and talking about 2019 goals and some of the things you can do to reach them. So what I meant by encouraging you guys to do the same was to get some coaching, get some help, and figure out what you got to do to quote unquote level up. One of the best things that I did in 2018 was get a life coach, and it has changed things in incredible ways. I actually got a nutrition coach also, and I brought Meredith Root. I brought her on for episode 76 of Maestro on the Mic. Her and Alex Parker, they started their nutrition coaching company, and I'm going to plug them here because the coaching has been absolutely phenomenal. If you are in any way, shape, or form interested in nutrition coaching, if you're even wondering what it is or if it could possibly be for you, if you have any kind of fitness goals, because as Meredith says in the episode, fitness goals are nutrition goals. If you have any of those, check out episode 76. I will link it in the show notes, or you can just head over to their website, tacticmethod.com, one more time, tacticmethod.com. And if you sign up for coaching and you use the code Maestro, you will save 10% off of your first month of coaching. I don't receive any kind of commission for anything like this. I'm just trying to save you guys money. I'm trying to promote them because they are doing good shit. And I want you guys, your good people, to know them. They're good people. Okay, moving on. Coaches need coaches. All right, if you have goals, if you want growth, you need a coach. There's nothing wrong with it, whether it's to help with accountability, whether it's to help tease things out, whether it's to help open your eyes, whether it's to help celebrate you. A coach is one of the best things that you will ever invest in. And notice I said invest. It's not an expense. It is an investment. So as it relates to 2019, have goals. Have big fucking goals. That's what I want. Set those goals and then do yourself a favor, get a coach so that you can unpack those goals and actually achieve those goals. One of the things that we talked about in episode 76 is that we tend to fail with goals because they're not actionable. We have this goal of, I want to lose 10 pounds, right? Something like that. But that is not an actual actionable step. There's so many things that need to be put in place that can actually help us out. And if you get a good coach, they can do that for you. Right, you got to figure out the why behind your goals, and then you can figure out the how. So do yourself a favor and get a coach. I would love to hear from you guys too. I want to do more of that this year and get some more interaction. It's tough with podcasts because unlike with social media, there's no direct or immediate feedback. I don't know if you're liking the stuff. I can see it in the reviews, which I appreciate endlessly. Any of you guys that have sent written reviews on, all I look at is iTunes, but I don't know if there's other platforms out there, but any of you that have written reviews on iTunes, thank you. Any of you guys that have, you know, checked the little stars on there, thank you. But I'm going to do some more calls to interaction this year, and I encourage you, email me. I will write back. I love hearing from you. So when I ask these questions, you know, if you got some time, write back. So my question for you guys today is, what are your goals for 2019? What are you looking to do? I am a huge believer in speaking things into existence. I'm a huge believer in the law of attraction. I'm a huge believer that what you put out, you are that much more likely to get back, right? It's scary to put things out there because, one, it means that maybe you're gonna have to start making moves on it. But it's also scary, I think, because we're worried that people are gonna think we're dumb or we're gonna be embarrassed or anything like that. And so if you don't have someone in your life that you can bounce ideas off of, let that person be me. I love hearing from you. Email me for the millionth time this episode. My email is shantae@themovementmaestro.com. I have a newsletter and emailing list. If you go to my website, you can sign up for that. But I've already heard from a bunch of you as to, or a bunch of the people on my newsletter as to what some of their goals are and what they're looking to do in 2019. And I'd love to hear from you. Let me be that soundboard for you. Let me be that person that you're just putting it out into the universe so we can kind of start speaking some things into existence. So, wrapping this episode and 2018 up. It has been an incredible ride. I know 2019 is going to be even better. I want to hear from you. I want to connect with you. I want to know what you have in store for next year. I told you how my 2018 went. I told you the big projects that I got going on for 2019. And I leave you with this question. Will you come with me? You guys have been awesome. 100,000 downloads, so I'm going to ride that wave. If you like this, you know what to do. Please give me some stars. If you loved it, subscribe. Why? Because it does help the people to find the podcast. And that is my goal. I said in the beginning, and I'm going to say at the end, connection. It's all about connection. Movement unites us all. All right, for real this time, getting out of here. Thank you for an incredible year. I look forward to seeing you guys in 2019. Be safe and have fun tonight. Don't forget to wish me a happy birthday tomorrow. I'm a New Year's baby. And thank you for an incredible 2018. Until next year, friends, Maestro out.